I like that. I should have had that recorded. That was dope, Miss B.
Let her say it again, like Dee Dee.
Thank you, Barbara. That was me.
Yeah, that was hot.
Girl,
say it again, Barbara.
I was up at 1 o'clock in the morning listening to yesterday again.
Mm. Hey, Ron. Say it again. Say it again.
Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. And that's actually Romans 12:2.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah.
Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, darling. Well, amen. Yeah. Happy Make It Happen Monday. I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful yesterday, an excellent Valentine's Day weekend. And now we can move right on past that so the folks that were feeling sorry for themselves can get their mind right. And it's holiday. That's the business.
Yeah.
Is everybody off?
No.
Sorry.
Dion, why would you ask that question?
I'm sorry for
sitting that's kind of cold, you know?
Right.
I mean, Lisa talking about how she going to be in her bed and I got to get up and go to work.
I'm so sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. God is good.
For the first time.
Well, I'm sorry, but not only am I in my bed, I'm in my bed in New Orleans.
Oh,
in New Orleans.
I know that's right.
Ooh. Nay is chilling. She really in her bed. When
yes,
you,
ma'am.
I mean, when you at home, that's a good bed. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
oh
God.
Everybody's on the line. He lost his voice.
Oh, he is? Oh, man.
Who lost his voice?
Who lost his voice?
Tim, he's on the line. Hi, Tim. Good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Sure, you lost your voice.
Good morning, Pop. Not the moneymaker voice.
Right. Hello. The devil mad at him. He was saying some good stuff. Amen.
I know that.
Well,
right.
We are. Right. That's all that is. Well, since folks are at home, nobody has excuses.
can I ask for a prayer request?
Oh, sure.
Can you hear me? This is Carolyn. I'm sorry, I don't want to cut you off. But please, if I can ask you guys to lift up my family today. We are having a homeboy for my uncle. It's the family of Pastor Leslie James. My uncle passed my son after preaching. And so today is the homegoing. So if you can lift up my Aunt Barbara James and the whole Kingdomland family in Richmond.
Yes, ma'am. Barbara James and the Kingdomland family. Got it.
Great man of God. Great man of God.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Barbara James, got it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get started this morning. I want to encourage today. I'm gonna do something, and especially since we have, you know, some of us are not working today. I'll make it happen Monday. So something for somebody else, and I'm just going to encourage you to take pictures. You know, when you do kind acts and kind service, and you share it with people, it's impactful. You know, it makes people mindful of the fact that they're not the only person living, and that other people, you know, just might need someone to say something kind, to do something kind. So we used to do it all the time. So I'm just going to, I know today I'm going to do it because I hope that it compels someone else to have a heart or do something that will bless somebody. So if you think about it, and you're in a position to do so, I don't care if it's a $5 something, honey, if you pay for somebody's bridge toll, take a picture of a bridge toll, and say, somebody crossed the bridge on me today. Mm-hmm. Anything, it doesn't matter. If you find somebody homeless, feed them, honey. Get a snapshot. Ask them their name. I spoke to a man the other day at a gas station. His name was Doug. And Doug was an angel, I believe. He said, you're an angel of light, aren't you? And I didn't do anything but say hi, and I shook his little nasty hand and couldn't wait to get to the bathroom. But he was so pleasant. He was standing in the gas station, and he looked at me. He said, ladies first, just as homeless and drunk and all the rest of the stuff, I didn't care. Honey, he said, can I hug you? I said, sure, you can hug me. I was about to jump out of my skin, but you know, it's just nice to remind people that they're people, you know, no matter what their situation or their circumstance is, it's really important for us to show the heart of God, because that's who Jesus cared about, was the folks that nobody else wants. So I just wanted to say that this morning, and I hope it does something to encourage your heart, to be a blessing to someone today. Amen.
Amen.
Is Cassandra there?
Yes, I am, Sister Dion.
Awesome, beautiful woman of God. Well, this morning we're going to hear her sound as she opens her mouth and reads the scripture. Amen. And then after that, we are going to hear an incredible sound this morning, I believe. Just excited about people growing and stretching and developing and evolving. And more than anything, how many of you know that God will use you, especially when you yield yourself to being used. And in the process, He'll transform your heart. He'll recreate your mind. He'll redevelop and reinvent you. So I'm real excited. I'm not going to say their name, but you listen real intently, because I believe that God is going to do something with this declaration this morning. Amen. It won't be the red suitcase lady. Y'all listen real close. She'll be coming to a city near you directly. Amen.
Amen.
Right after that, if I can hear the voice, haha, Lisa, you in your bed, you got to jump start a meaner. the beautiful voice of the walking word. Amen. And after that, if I can hear my real sister, Sister Dee Dee Felder, right after that. And then if I could hear the incredible voice of the one and only Rivonda Williams. And I'm going to limb jump this morning, and I'm going to ask my beautiful chocolate sister, Miss LaTanya, if she'll close us out, if that's okay with her. If that's not, send me a text and I'll do it myself. But other than that, the order of the call once again is Cassandra with the scripture, and we'll have our mystery declaration this morning. Thereafter, Lisa, Dee Dee, Rivonda, and LaTanya. So if you can, please, ma'am, please, sir, don't forget to put your phone on mute, or like Brother Cornell says, I hate that little lady, muted. Will be announced in your ear. Amen. All right, let's get it.
Okay, this is Cassandra. I'll be reading from Psalms 1:1-6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Thank you for the reading of the word.
Amen.
Praise God, Victors. Thank you, Barbara, for your greeting. Thank you, Cassandra, for your scripture reading. Thank God from whom all my blessings flow. I am honored today to give you my first victory declaration. This is what God placed on my heart. Would you all please close your eyes, because you can't see it until you see it. See what, you ask? This journey that we are about to embark on. You might want to pack that red suitcase. Oh, yes, put on those mean, ugly gym shoes. You will probably encounter some bullies while walking on some rocks. Remember to take that change that is jiggling in your pocket. You will need to pay toll to cross the bridges over troubled waters. You will definitely need to let your light shine in order to see how to get out of that valley of the shadow of death. After climbing to the top of that hill and skating down, you will be very thirsty. Now you can take those lemons that were thrown at you on your journey and make lemonade. After satisfying your thirst, you can go and find quiet at the table, excuse me, at the table that the Lord prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. Don't be afraid. The Lord will never deny you and leave you hanging. He will never say, I am not this baby's daddy. Are you ready for this journey now? Because quitting is not an option. Here we go. Let's hit the road. Who or what is your leading force? Psalms 23, a psalm of David. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. A shepherd is one who cares for and guides a group of people as a minister or teacher. Sheep, a person regarded as timid, weak, or submissive. One who is easily swayed or led. John 10:11 states, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 10:13, the Lord calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. He wants a personal relationship with us, a one-on-one relationship. Lord, please sharpen our senses to be able to hear and to be in tune to your voice. John 10:12, other shepherds will run away when the wolf comes because he cares nothing about the sheep. He leaves them to be devoured, destroyed, and maimed. The Lord supplies all of our wants if we allow him to. If we humble ourselves and give him all of the credit, he will pour down blessings upon us. He will never leave us or forsake us in the times of trouble or danger. He is our bridge over troubled waters. Verse 2, he makes us lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Revelation 7:17 states, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. You know when you feel as though you will drown in your own tears? The Lord guides us where we can rest, free of turmoil, agitation, and trouble, to a soothing place. He will make us rest one way or another. He wants to be gentle, but when we do not take heed, he will knock us on our back and demand it in order for us to put on our brakes and spend quality time with him. Even in our time of rest, sleep, and slumber, he still sustains us. We need that rest beside quiet waters. He does not allow us to dehydrate or to become spiritually dry. We can drink of his peace and tranquility. Verse 3, he restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Restores means to bring back, to return something to its former condition. Soul, spiritual part of a person. The part of a person that does not die. Righteousness, morally upright, without guilt or sin. Psalms 5:8 states, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness, because my enemies made straight your way before me. The Lord heals us physically, mentally, and spiritually. He recharges us, revives us, and sometimes even resuscitates us. He gently guides us back on the path that he has for our lives. Lead us, Lord. We will follow. Reveal the path that you have for us, not the one that our enemies try to redirect or detour us toward. Even when we have roadblocks, we know that you are the one that will keep us on the straight and narrow path of righteousness, Lord. Please guide our steps. Verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Valley, an elongated, low land between ranges of mountains, hills, or other upland. Shadow, an imperfect imitation or copy. The darkness following sunset. A feeling of gloom. A faint indication. A premonition. Evil, wicked, doing things against God's will. Psalms 44 and 22 state, yet for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. There has been times in which I have felt the shadow of death. But because of God's grace and mercy, his love overshadowed it. These were the times in which I learned what faith means. When the doctors diagnosed me with the C word on more than one occasion, God comforted me. He even baffled the doctors to the point that they called my healing a miracle. Praise God. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Psalm 16 and 5 states, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. Enemies mean one who feels hatred towards, intends injury to, opposes the interests of another. Anoint means to pour oil on a person's head. The Lord is our support when we are in danger. He is our shield in our battle. He is our assurance of hope. Because of his anointing on our lives, even in the presence of our enemies, they cannot touch us. We are royalty. We are his precious children. He is our heavenly Father. Psalms 27 and 1 states, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Verse 6, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Romans 8, 37 through 39 states, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We can always have shelter in him. A mansion awaits us, as well as eternal life. Amen. I pray that this declaration bless someone in some way. May your blessings overflow. And today, expect a supernatural miracle with your name on it. In Jesus' name. As I pass the call.
Amen, amen, amen. God, we thank you for this morning, God. We give you glory and honor, and we say good morning to you, God, because you're great, God. You didn't have to allow us to wake up, God, and you certainly didn't have to put it in our minds to get on this call, God. So for that, we thank you, God. We thank you that there's breath in our body, God, that our hearts are beating, God, that we have the activities of our limbs that we do have, God, and things may not be perfect, oh, but, God, we thank you for things are as well as they are, God. We thank you for the ability to rest today, God. And for those that had to go to work, oh, God, we thank you for a job. God, we thank you, God, that you're yet supplying our needs. We go to work and get paid, but you are our source, and you give us our resources. God, we thank you for being great in our lives. We thank you for loving us with an everlasting love, God. We thank you for blessing us, sometimes in spite of ourselves, oh, God, that we might be a blessing to others. God, we thank you for the love that you put in our lives, God, with people that you've surrounded us with, God. We thank you for favor over our lives, God. We thank you for the times when we can smile, God, and remember you and look at life, God, and be okay with being right where we are, God. And we also thank you for those trials and those tribulations, God, as they come in our lives. They're working patience, and patience experience and experience hope, God, and they're all for a purpose to bring us to an expected end, God, to get us to where you would have us to be, God, to transform us and conform us to the image of your Son, God, that we might be made ready for when you return to get us, so that you would be able to say to us, well done. God, we thank you. We thank you that all of the things that we go through, they're for a purpose, God. We thank you that while we're yet going through, God, we're reminded through this declaration, God, that you are there, that you are the good shepherd, that you are leading and guiding us. And, oh, God, I had a revelation as Gail was sharing. Thank you, God, for her share. God, thank you for her voice, God. Thank you that she's showing up, God. Thank you that you're bringing her out, God. Thank you that you're equipping her, God. Thank you that she has a platform, God, to use her voice. God, thank you that she had the obedience and the willingness, God, to bless us. I thank you for her, God. I pray that you restore unto her, God, that you strengthen her even the more, that you encourage her even the more, God, to let her know that she can and will be all that you created and call for her to be, God. And this is just the beginning. For that, we thank you. My revelation, God, was that at the same time while you were the Lamb slaughtered and slain before the foundation of the earth, Jesus, you're still the good shepherd. Who else could do that but God? Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for Barbara greeting us this morning with her kind voice and her soft heart. God, I thank you for Cassandra opening up her mouth, another great woman, God, that she has gifts and abilities and the ability to teach as well, but sharing that scripture with us, God, and again for Gail and that awesome declaration. God, I thank you for every single victor that called this morning. God, somebody showed up because they need you. Somebody showed up, God, because they just needed to hear a kind voice. Somebody showed up, God, because they just needed to experience the love. God, somebody just called in because they didn't have nothing else to do. Whatever reason it was, God, you did it. We think things one way, God, but it's you. You know what you're doing. You're orchestrating everything. So for everybody that called in, God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they receive every single thing that they need, God. You know what we stand in need of. You know our thoughts are far off before we ask. God, you know and you've sent the answer to the prayer before we even pray. God, thank you for knowing us intimately, God. Thank you for reminding us, God, that we need a close, personal, intimate relationship with you, the lover of our soul, the lifter of our head, the one that provides everything that we need, the one that makes ways out of no ways, the one that sees the end before the beginning. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for JC, who is praying for the Bonner family and how her family, God, is yet laying to rest someone else, God, that's gone on. We pray, God, that while we're living here and the choices we make, God, and the decision that we make to choose you, Jesus, would make this living not in vain, God. I pray that those family members that are mourning, God, that they would get to know you as you are a comforter, God, that you're able to heal mended hearts and broken hearts and able to heal, God, and comfort yet, God, those of us that may be mourning. God, we thank you. I thank you for Carolyn and her family member and the Kingdom Land Church family as they lay to rest their pastor, the shepherd of that house, the angel of that house. God, I thank you for his service to you and his commitment and his life to you, God, that it will not be in vain as well, God, and as he served your people, God, now he's in your presence, God. I thank you. I thank you for his life, and I pray for his wife, God. I pray for his family, God, that you would continue, God, to encourage their heart, God, that you would continue, God, to comfort them during the time of sorrow, God. And we thank you that we say people are lost, but we know where they are when they are in you, God. They're in your presence, God. To be absent in this body is to be in your presence. And for that, God, that's your promise. Man didn't make us that promise, and we stand on what you've already said in your word. God, we just bless you. I thank you, God, for our Declare Victory family, oh God, how you're yet knitting and binding us together in love, how you're meeting needs, oh God. Thank you, God, that you're able, God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. And, God, we are confident in this very thing, God, that if you hear us, God, that you're able to answer our prayers, God. Even when we don't know what to pray for, the Holy Spirit makes utterances and groanings and moanings that we can't even explain, but, God, you know. And thank you, Jesus, that you're at the right hand right now, the Father, making intercessions for us, yet being our advocate, yet standing up for us, yet working it out for us. God, thank you. Thank you, God, that you're keeping us from danger seen and unseen, and how you have your hedge of angels encamped about us to keep us in all of our ways, and how goodness and mercy are yet following us. God, you've been so good to us, even when we didn't deserve it, even when we didn't know we were in trouble, you were yet getting us out. Even when we got ourselves into it, God, because of your grace and your mercy, you didn't allow that thing to work out bad, God. And then what the enemy thought was going to be bad, you turned it around, God, and you worked it out for our good. Why wouldn't we want to serve a God like you that's mindful of us, that can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities, that you were tried and tested and tempted, but yet without sin? That's why you were able to pay the penalty for our sins. Thank you for taking it away. Thank you for blotting out our iniquities, our transgressions. Thank you for now calling us no longer sinners but saints, for calling us saved by grace. God, we thank you. Thank you that you first drew us in. It wasn't our good looks. It wasn't our intelligence. It wasn't our own act. But you drew us first, God. You wooed us to you. God, you called us, and you loved us into your kingdom. Thank you. Help us, God, to remain. Help us, God, to walk upright before you. Help us, God, to choose you first. Help us to seek you, God. God, we thank you for everything that we have and everything that we are. It is because of you. And everything that you're doing in our lives, God, we give you glory and honor. We don't take credit for nothing, God. We say it's because of you, God. It's in you that we live, that we move, that we have our being, God, that we have our breath. Oh, God, we thank you for that. We thank you, God, for always being mindful of what's going to benefit us, God, for your glory, God. We thank you that you're allowing us to be partakers, God, of being an fruit to your kingdom, God, that we would stand up and be the light that you called us to be. Oh, God, that we would be helpers one to another, that we would encourage one another, that we would edify the body, God, and build up your kingdom. God, we thank you. Lord, I love you. I bless you. I give you glory and honor for my Declare Victory family. I thank you for everybody, God, for those that's on the call that might feel left out. God, their name may never be called. God, let them know that they're special to you, and they are special to us, God. We can't remember everything, God, but that's you. You're the only one that knows everything, omniscient God, omnipotent God. You're all-powerful, God. You're omnipresent, God, everywhere at the same time. Thank you for being omnipotent, God, having all power in your hands, God. For that, God, we couldn't thank you enough. God, keep us mindful of who you are in our lives and what you're doing in our lives, God. We don't want to miss out on what you're doing, God. We don't want to overlook the small things, God. We want to be grateful in everything, God, to tell you that we love you and appreciate you for who you are, God, not for what you're doing, but for who you are. You are our Father. You are our Daddy. You are our Creator. You are our Source. You are God. So we bless you as I pass the call off to Dee Dee.
Oh, Jesus, 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 there's none like you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you this morning. We say good morning. We just say we love you. We're so in love with you, Father, just for blessing us and waking us up today and just giving us another opportunity to do better today than we did on yesterday. Oh, we bless your name. We thank you. We're just grateful for another breath, God, for another opportunity to see, to hear, to walk, to talk. We take nothing for granted, God. We thank you. We bless your name. Thank you so much for my Victory family, for each and every each and every person on this line, Father God, just like Sister Lisa said, those that never say a word, that may feel left out, whose name's never been called, God, you know their name, and we love them heartfully, God. We just thank you for them. Thank you for each and every person. You know what's going on with everyone, for every prayer request, for everyone that's standing in a need, for every healing request, God, you know that. So I thank you in advance for what you're going to do, for what you've already done. This morning, Father God, we're just going to ask that you continue to bless us and keep us, God. We ask that you will be with JC's family, Father God, and that you know what's going on. She's asking for prayer for the Bonner family, Father God, for grieving another member of the family, but you are in control and you can comfort them, God. Carolyn's asking for the James family and for Kingdom Land, for pastor that passed away. So we're just asking that you hold on to them too, Father God, and just be their arms and be their peace and cover them, Father. For my sister Arletha, her friend lost a family member as well. So bless them with all this grief and all the senseless murders. And Father, we just trust you. We continue to trust in you, God, no matter what it looks like, God. We continue to trust you to cover these heartbreaking situations that's part of this life that we're in this world. Father God, I also ask that you touch my brother Tim and restore his voice, Father God. So you know that is his livelihood, Father. So we ask that you do it quickly, Father. And just give him rest, Father. And I also ask that you just touch my pastor who's fighting some symptoms in his body, but that's a mighty faith man, and he believes in you. He's not even worried, but I'm interceding for his expeditious healing as well, Father God. For Sister Johnson, who got a report that she's been fighting so many, that C word, Father God. So I'm just giving that to you. I'm not going to give it a lot of attention because you got her like you've had her before. So I thank you for that in advance, Father God. This amazing declaration from Sister Gail. What a beautiful sound. I'm just so in awe at her, and I just thank you for using her and for blessing her, Father, and continue to bless her because you have time and time again. I thank you for my beautiful sister Gail and for Sister Barbara and Cassandra and for the walking word Lisa and for Rivonda and Sister LaTanya, just this entire Victory family, God. It's not a mistake. It's not by accident that we are all here and that we continue to meet, Father God. We know that the more we gather together and pray, but we also have to pray on our own and study the word for ourselves, God, and truly believe what we say we ask for, that you're going to grant it, Father God. And the stuff that we don't see manifested, it's for our own good. So we thank you for every problem, Lord. You have an answer, so we trust you. Lord, for everybody that's facing life challenges right now, just give them peace. Give me peace, God. For I know on Wednesday when I get the results back from the test, I'm not fearful because I know you got me, so I thank you. And I know what my brothers and sisters lifted me up. There's nothing to worry about because I'm trusting you, God, and I thank you because you'll never leave me, never leave us, nor forsake us. Just like you've done time and time again, we don't doubt or we don't have any disbelief in you. We just trust you. Just show us how to wait while we wait, so we'll wait in peace and we won't be fearful or have anxiety. You said be anxious for nothing. Nothing. That means nothing because you take care of everything. There's nothing too hard for you, God. So we'll continue to trust you, not just in what we say, but how we really walk this thing called life out, Father God, because it's in the waiting that our faith grows. So I thank you. I thank you for always being our peace. When it seems like our peace is leaving, you're there, so I thank you for that. Oh, Jesus, there's truly none like you. Bless each and every mind on this call and renew our minds, Father God. We just thank you. We give you the praise. I know I'm grateful. I know my brothers and sisters, because they would not be getting up every morning to get on this call, Father God. Those that are in their beds are off today, and bless those that are out working. Continue to cover Brother Pastor Lavelle Jones and Sister Barbara and Marcus as he's getting a break this morning to get a jump start on his purpose. I love that brother. Thank you for him, God. Thank you for all the brothers, the Men of Value and Marriage Matters Monday and just all the different ministries, God, that you're birthing. And for this Thursday, the call that's coming forth, Father God, I just thank you. Thank you. Attitude of gratitude, no matter what it looks like. I thank you, God. I thank you for this. And I give you praise and glory and honor as I pass the call to my sister Rivonda. Amen, and thank God.
God, as we continue in prayer, Lord, just thank you for all that you have done for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for just the ability to wake up and acknowledge you this morning for your presence in our lives, God, and for the very air that we breathe and the activity of our limbs. Lord Jesus, some of us have been up way earlier, Lord God, than 6 a.m., and we were anxious, Lord Jesus, to meet you with the other victors this morning. God, we bless you for all that you are to us, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for how you are mending our hearts together, Lord Jesus, and how we're able to intercede, God, on the behalf of others in the morning, Lord Jesus. It's a privilege and an honor, Lord God, to give you glory this morning. God, we bless you, Lord Jesus, for how you have raised our lives, Lord Jesus, to meet purpose, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that it is our desire, Lord Jesus. It is in our hearts, Lord Jesus, to serve you. Because someone woke up this morning, Lord Jesus, and took the very air that they breathe for granted. So, God, we say thank you. God, we thank you for our jobs, and we thank you for our homes, Lord Jesus, and our cars and all that kind of stuff. But most of all, God, we thank you that we don't have a death sentence today. God, we bless you, Lord Jesus, as Lisa said, God, that you have blotted out our transgressions, Lord Jesus, and you have thrown our sins as far as the east is to the west, Lord Jesus, into the sea of forgetfulness. God, what is that? God, we bless you this morning for your word, Lord God, that is transforming lives and is transforming and renewing our minds, Lord Jesus. We bless you this morning for all are to us, Lord Jesus, and we give you glory as we raise our hearts to you this morning, God. There is no other God that we can serve. Lord Jesus, we have some people, Lord God, who are on the line, Lord Jesus, that may not be well in their bodies. God, I ask that you visit Claire this morning, Lord Jesus, and that you comfort her heart, oh God, because we know, Lord Jesus, all that is on her, Lord Jesus, and I ask that you completely heal her now in the name of Jesus, God. And that you start from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, God, and that you search her heart, Lord God, and the things that weigh heavy, God, that you lift every burden right now in the name of Jesus. God, we bless you right now for Pam, God, and even though she may be bedridden, Lord Jesus, at times, God, and sometimes she may be feeling a little low, Lord, I just ask you to go and touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Tanisha, Lord God, I ask that you watch over her, Lord Jesus, as she fights the battle, Lord God, and she gives you this heaviness, Lord Jesus, that she's experiencing now with sickle cell, Lord Jesus. God, she's lived a long time with it, Lord Jesus, and I suspect that she's going to live an even longer time. God, I bless you for her, Lord Jesus, and for her family. And God, you know she's a single mother. Lord God, I just ask that you strengthen her now, God, and I thank you for the portion of health, Lord Jesus, that she has, because she is strong and courageous. God, we bless you today for all the healing, Lord God. We've seen you perform. We've heard of the miracles, Lord Jesus, that you have done in the lives, Lord Jesus, of your victors and their families, Lord Jesus, and our loved ones and our friends, God. So it's nothing for you to perform a miracle, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for the facts, God, and we don't deny, Lord Jesus, that we may have something, Lord Jesus, because we realize we need the facts, Lord Jesus, to be what they are, for you to take it out of man's hands, Lord Jesus. God, when we've reached the end of our rope and there's nothing else that we can do, Lord God, then is the time for a miracle. It's the perfect situation for a miracle. God, we bless you. God, I thank you for the men of value, Lord Jesus. God, watch over them, Lord Jesus, even as you're causing them, Lord Jesus, to walk a different way, even as you're changing their talk, Lord Jesus, and their minds, Lord Jesus, and their hearts. Oh, God, even as they're making better decisions, Lord Jesus, for their life and their health, God, and even to strengthen their spirit, man, God, we bless you for them, God, for it is you who have taught them how to fight, Lord Jesus, and how to minister, Lord Jesus, and how to war, Lord God, and when their fight doesn't even look like fighting, Lord Jesus, God, I just ask that you shake them, Lord God, give them no rest, Lord Jesus, until they, Lord God, know exactly what their purpose is, Lord Jesus, God, we bless you for them, God, we thank you for their sound, Lord Jesus, on this line.
God, I thank you for every woman, Lord Jesus, on this line, Lord Jesus, in the kingdom, God, who has changed, Lord Jesus, their minds about who they are, Lord Jesus, God, who have changed their minds, God, about the way that they walk and about the way that they talk. Lord Jesus, our lives, Lord Jesus, are like a feeding trough, Lord Jesus, that people will see it, Lord God, it will come and feed on us, Lord Jesus, that we become health to somebody else, Lord God. I thank you that we may be wounded healers, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that our lives heal others, Lord Jesus, and that when you crack us open, when people crack us open, they see a depth of character that gives glory to your name and not shame, Lord Jesus. And God, that we sit, Lord Jesus, as your vessels of honor. God, we decrease and you may increase in our lives, Lord Jesus. It's not my desire. It's not our desire to gain stuff, Lord Jesus. God, but we want to die in this thing, Lord Jesus, living for you. God, I don't want to die full. I want to die empty, that I've lived my life, Lord Jesus. I've lived my life to the fullest, Lord Jesus, serving you and making you happy, Lord Jesus, making you smile. That is what we desire, Lord Jesus. God, I desire, Lord Jesus, to do all I can to please you. God, we want to be found doing your will in the center of your will. God, I thank you that you have been in our midst, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, we have a greater awareness of who you are. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for you are good. You are our shield, God, and you are our buckler. God, you have made our feet as hinds feet, God. Though we say we stay on heels, Lord Jesus. God, I realize you allow us to tread upon high places, Lord Jesus. God, we cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of who you are in our lives, Lord Jesus, and in the lives of others, Lord Jesus. God, I can't sleep. I can't rest, Lord Jesus, knowing that I have brothers and sisters, God, who are on their way to hell. God, I thank you today for making it happen Monday, Lord Jesus. God, if we could just pick up our phones, Lord Jesus, and call someone, Lord Jesus, and tell them about your goodness and how good you have been in our lives, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord, that the enemy is in the corner with an aneurysm. He has no longer any power over our lives, Lord Jesus. God, and we recognize him for who he is. God, and I thank you that he's already judged. Lord Jesus, I thank you right now that he is already destined to be in the pit of hell. God, I bless you today, God, that you have already mapped out our lives, Lord Jesus. I thank you, God, that we have an anointed purpose, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you that we look like one another. God, I thank you that you have made us unique, God. Our giftings are unique. God, we bless you today. I thank you for Gail Found on this morning, God. I bless you. Oh, God, I know how it is, Lord Jesus. God, for you to stir us up, Lord Jesus, God, and to prepare, Lord Jesus, for such great people. God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for her courage, Lord Jesus. I ask right now that you restore it for her, Lord Jesus. God, encourage her heart. I bless you now, God, for all that you are doing in us and through us. God, and you promised to perform this thing until the day of your Son, Jesus Christ, God. And we have that hope, Lord Jesus. God, we bless you because we don't look right now what we shall be, God. But when we see you in every hard struggle, in every situation, and in every hard trial, God, your word promised, Lord Jesus, that we're going to be like you. God, I thank you that we're not just consumers, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you that we're givers, Lord Jesus. God, I bless you that we're philanthropists, Lord God, that we create wealth, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we don't want to eat all the corn. It isn't our desire to eat all of our wealth, Lord Jesus, but we're saving some for planting, God. We're leaving legacies, Lord Jesus. God, I thank you. And I praise you for all that you're going to do. God, I thank you because you are an awesome wonder in our lives, God, and we give you all the glory and we give you all the praise. And it's in your Son Jesus' name that I pray, Lord Jesus, as I pass it on to my sister LaTanya.
Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, for your presence on today, Father God. God, we thank you for everything that you've done, for everything that you're doing, Father God. God, we don't take it lightly or for granted that you watched over us all last night, that you woke us up and that you kept us in our right mind, Father God. God, we thank you, Father God, for always being there, for providing that which we need, Father God.
God, we thank you, Father God, that we can call you Abba, Father, that we're able to cry out to you, Father God, even in the midnight hour, Father God. We thank you, God, that you are a healer, that you are a deliverer, that you are a waymaker, Father God. God, we thank you for your word that's been a lamp unto our feet, Father God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, that has guided us, corrected us, convicted us, Father God, and brought all things back to our remembrance, Father God. We thank you, God, that you've been a doctor in the sick room, Father God. We thank you, God, that you, Father God, never left us nor forsaken us, Father God. We thank you, God, that you made a way out of no way at all, God. We thank you for protecting our children, Father God. We thank you for the jobs that you've given us, Father God. We thank you for the homes and the cars, Father God. We thank you for our spouses, Father God. We thank you in our singleness, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for where we are, Father God, because you prepared us, Father God. We thank you, God, for your word, Father God. We thank you, God, that even in the midst of what we're going through, Father God, there's a scripture, Father God, that we can speak, Father God. There's a word that will cause us to come alive, God. We thank you, Father God, for daily increasing our faith, Father God. We thank you that you're the same God, yesterday, today, and forevermore, Father God. We thank you, God, because you've been faithful, God. We thank you, God, because of who you are, God, and how you show up over and over and over and over and over and over again, Father God. God, we thank you, God. We bless your name. We lift you up. We magnify you. We exalt you, God, above everything that we're going through, God. God, we will not complain. We will not murmur, Father God. But God, we will seek you, Father God. We will continue to stand on your word. We will not be moved by our situations nor our circumstances, Father God. God, we will say what the word of God says, Father God. God, we will be moved by your spirit and by your spirit only, Father God. God, we will not only be hearing but doers of your word, Father God. God, we thank you, Father God, that when you made us in your image, in your likeness, Father God, to imitate, to duplicate, God, that which you have already done, Father God. We thank you that life and death is in the power of our tongue, Father God, that we can call those things that be not as though they were, Father God. We speak life over our children. We speak life over our job. We speak life over our spouse, Father God. We speak life, Father God, those that have walked away from your word, Father God. God, we speak life to those that are dealing with depression, the spirit of suicide, bipolar, Father God, mental disorder, Father God. We speak life to those that thought about giving up in the midst of what they're going through, Father God. We speak life to those who have received a bad report, Father God. We remind them, Father God, that you are the Lord, thy God, that healeth thee, and that you should live and die not, Father God. We give them back your word, Father God, because your word shall come to pass. You said that you're not a man that you should lie, God. And God, we know that when you speak it, Father God, because you cannot lie, Father God, you will perform your word in our life, Father God. And for that alone, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. God, for this being Black History Month, Father God. And God, on this month, Father God, before we celebrate anybody, Father God, we will celebrate our bloodline, Father God. We will celebrate our man of God, Father God. We will celebrate our fathers, our grandfathers, our great-grandfathers, Father God. We will discover who we are in and outside of the word of God, Father God. We will understand what our last name means, Father God. We will go back to our great-grandfathers, Father God, who had a third great education, fourth great education, Father God. But God, they were successful, God. They built their own house, Father God. They planted their own food, Father God. They took care of their family, Father God. They walked upright, Father God. They had integrity, Father God. God, we will discover who we are. And on this one, Father God, we will celebrate. We will celebrate that which you have made us, Father God. God, I pray, Father God, for everyone who has lost a family member on this one, Father God, that you would encourage them, that you would strengthen them, Father God. I pray for every widow, Father God, who has lost a husband, Father God, and seeks search for her identity. She asks questions that only you can answer, Father God. God, I pray for every God, from the stories and the lies that we've been told, Father God, from a person who has been hurt, Father God, that did not know you, Father God. God, I pray, Father God, that you would do a new thing in each and every last one of us, Father God. God, I pray that you would minister to us right now, Father God. God, that you would send forth your word, Father God. God, that you would saturate us, Father God. God, that you, Father God, would speak that which we need for today, Father God. God, I pray, Father God, that lives will be saved, Father God, as people are healed, Father God, as they discover who they are, as they accept themselves and embrace who they are, and all that you've given them, Father God. Oh, God, that we will begin to see ourselves in your image, Father God, that we will begin to operate in our God-given authority, Father God, that we will begin to speak that which we want over our life, Father God, that we will begin to see you as God Almighty and not a man with limitations, Father God. Oh, God, that we would equip ourselves for this life, Father God, and all that you have done and all that you are doing, Father God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that we will stand and operate in our God-given authority, Father God. And even in the midst of what we're going through, Father God, we will speak your word, Father God. But this time when we speak it, we will believe it, Father God. God, I thank you, Father God, as every person takes their phone off of you, Father God, and they begin, Father God, to come to you in their own way, Father God, with their own petition, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the word that will be spoken out of their mouth, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for strongholds being pulled down. I thank you for men and women coming out of darkness and to your marvelous light, Father God. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, God, for the report that will come forth, Father God. Have your way, Father God. Give voice to the word that goes out for you, Father God. Allow us to be in the spiritual realm, Father God. Allow us to see who you are, Father God. Allow us not to get weary and not well to it, but you're standing your way that we surrender and we thank you, Father God. Strengthen us for today, Father God. Strengthen us, God, as you renew our lives, Father God. Strengthen us, God, and
thank you, Lord.
We thank you, God, for every need you have, Father God. We thank you, God, for all we will say to the situation around, Father God. For all that the difference. We thank you, God, for giving us all that we want, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we will not give up, Father God. We thank you, God, for everything in our life, Father God. We thank you for promotions in our jobs. We thank you, God, for
Thank you for your favor, God.
Thank you, Father God.
In the name of
God,
Thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your presence, God. We thank you for your gentle, sweet spirit, Lord God, that rests on us, Lord God. And we just ask that you take every single word that was shared, Lord God, every single prayer that was prayed, Lord, every heartfelt, Lord God, prayer that was prayed on today, Lord God, and let it be the seed to change and transformation, Lord God. We thank you for the simple things this morning, God. We thank you for the basic things, Lord God. We thank you for just the ability to come to you, to remind you that we know it's because of you that we live, we move, and we have our being. God, we're not in the smallest way confused about the reality that
It's you who gives us everything. It's you who does everything, God. And I thank you for every sound that we heard this morning, God. And I just ask that you pour back into every person that's poured out this morning, God, and that you continue to build us up, continue to reinvent us, continue to recreate us, continue to make us who you call us to be. Lord God, for every woman, every man, every child on this line today, Lord God, continue to bind us up in love. Continue to create in us a clean heart, Lord God, and renew in us a right spirit so that we might serve thee. Lord, so that we make you happy. Lord, we want to make you smile this morning. God, we love you. And as we prepare to walk into the love, life, and victory conversation, God, continue to rest your hand on us, Lord God, so that questions can be answered, so that understandings will be had about who we are and what we were absolutely designed to be. In the matchless name of Jesus, we ask it all. Amen. And God, we thank you.
Amen.
Amen. So the first thing I want to say is, Gail, you did an amazing, amazing, amazing job. And I am super duper excited about what God is going to do in and through you just because of your step out. I believe that God is going to start doing some new things in you. Just because you opened your mouth, and I am expectant of exactly that. So as you can hear, I am smiling because I am so excited and so expectant of God doing some things in your life just from you opening your mouth. It's a big deal. It's a big deal, and I don't take it lightly. I thank God for how you were received, and I believe that it will be a constant blessing to those that have the opportunity to hear it. There may be someone that joined the call a little bit late. By chance, do we have any first-time callers before our regular Sega morning? Any first-time callers?
Yes.
Amen. Who's that?
My name is Trina.
Hi, Trina. Welcome. How'd you hear about the call?
Through a member of the church.
Oh, cool. What church do you attend?
Axis Gospel.
Awesome. Axis. We got a whole bunch of Axis folks on the line.
Amen.
Amen. Well, we are glad to have you. God bless you. I pray that you are blessed. And we hope to hear you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Any additional new callers on the line? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for this prayer this morning.
Amen. Good stuff. Glad to have you. Very glad to have you. Anybody else? Any other new callers? Amen. Well, even if there are some, we just want to tell you that you are welcome, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you. I see some new numbers on the line. It's not mandatory that you say anything. Just know that we are praying for you. Amen? Amen. If there's anybody that called a little bit late, didn't get a chance to say, hey, go ahead.
Good morning, Miss Kedra.
Hey, Kedra, sugar, sweetie, love, honey, dumpling.
Hey.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice.
Hey, Pretty Patrice. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, baby doll.
Good morning, Catherine.
Pamela.
Hey, Pamela. Hey, Catherine.
And Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Love you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Good morning.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Today is Larry's birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Larry.
Good morning, 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 Larry.
Good
May the good Lord bless you.
Right.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning, Miss Tanya.
Good morning,
hey,
good morning,
Tanya. Girl.
Hey, girl, how you doing? It's Tanya.
Yes, honey.
Good
morning, Miss Si.
Okay.
Hey,
Tanya.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Millette.
Hey, Millette.
Hey,
Millette, girl.
Good morning.
Anybody else?
Good morning. It's me, Mary. I just want to remind everyone about this evening from 6 to 7, the Marriage Matters call. Hope you guys will join us. The topic is leadership in the household from a spiritual aspect. Brother Jeff is going to bring it tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Leadership in the household. That's what's up.
Amen.
What church am I going to be at?
What church?
Yes, from 6 to 7.
From 6 to 7, we're going to be at,
here
it is right here. We are absolutely not a church. We're just a bunch of born-again, bought believers who know that prayer changes things and relationships are evolution, that we need.
Okay, so it's going to be on this line with this phone
absolutely
call from 6 to 7.
From 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. Yep, jump on, tell a friend. You'll see it. And whoever invited you, have them add you to the victory room so you can stay abreast of the miracles, of the updates. Of all the things that go on. And it's always on either this line or there's another line because there's a men of value call. So let me go through the calls for the new listeners. So on Monday, there's Marriage Matters from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's for couples and couple hopefuls. On Tuesday, there is the men of value call. It's all men, no women allowed from 7 p.m. until 8 p.m., where there's just fellowship and raw talk. It's kind of like somebody needs to mute their phone for me. It's kind of like a man cave. And then on Wednesday we have our it's our day that we fast and pray, and we just have a power pack call. That slot is from 5 to about 5:15. We just do it really quick to seal our fast. On Thursday, Deborah Yvonne, you got to say the name just because it's not right in front of me. I'm not used to saying it yet.
From Brokenness to Hope.
Brokenness to Hope. That is for the people who have gone through a divorce and know they still need some healing in their singleness because they are hopeful of being remarried. But, you know, we got to do the repair. And then on Friday, we have Friday Night Live. Friday Night Live is we have fun, but we do have declarations. We do a quick prayer, but the discussion is usually in very, very deep, very raw, very real, and we play too much. So prepare your heart and mind. It's still a prayer call, but we enjoy one another. So we have a call every evening, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So every morning from 6 to 8, usually the only time that it's not at 6 o'clock is on Tuesdays. It's from 7 to 8. And on Wednesday, it's just a really brief call from 5 to 5:15.
Okay.
I hope that helped.
Yeah,
and so from Brokenness to Hope is every other Thursday until further notice. So it's this Thursday is the launch of it.
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay. So I hope that helps. But anytime you need a booth, make sure you tell a friend.
Amen.
Are there any little people that are awake? I know it's an off day for, but you know we don't like to ignore our kids. Okay, good. They're still sleeping. Amen. 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 All right, so we're going to go ahead and just start the conversation. And as Gail is warming up and learning how to do the navigating, and I'm sure she will. As time goes on, I'll kind of help you along and Gail jump in. I just am so excited because I'm sure you were nervous, but you did such a wonderful job with your delivery. And I love how you broke down every single scripture. It was excellent. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Because I know fear is a mess, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I'll let you speak before I say anything. Go ahead, Gail.
Thank you for your encouragement, Dion. Thank you, mighty women of God, for those powerful prayers. One question that I asked myself when I was doing this is, what or who is leading me? So it came to me that I am currently praying that I will allow the Lord Jesus Christ first to lead me, the Holy Spirit, and also the victors on this call that pour into me every day on a daily basis. So I will pose the same question to the victors. What or who is your leading force?
Good question.
Would anyone like to answer?
Oh, Gail.
Or I'll ask another question if no one wants to answer that one.
What's your question?
If the Lord is our shepherd, are we at roll call and are we available to be used?
So let me pose it. Let me pose it like this, because I heard your question and understood it. So the very first question is, you know, what's leading you? You know, when you make your decision, I'm going to be real transparent real quick, and it may help put some stuff in perspective. So my 12-year-old father and I, it took us a long time to get to a healthy place of parenting, co-parenting. And he had a really bad experience with his first son, and so I pay for that on a consistent basis. It just depends on what kind of mood he is on Tuesdays and Saturdays. And so he got mad at me this weekend and has just been nitpicking at me. And there, once upon a time, I have a real quick tongue, quick wit, and I can cut. And I can do things in my former years. I can do things in a reactive mode as opposed to responsive. And so we had we were just texting, but he took my text in a totally out of context, and he went somewhere. And in times past, I would have went with him. I had to sit down and ask myself, okay, What will you gain by doing that? What will the reaction create for my kid? And lastly, at the end of the day, is it everything for you to win? Because I could win easily, zero, hands down. But I had to ask myself, what would be my motive? Would my motive be to win? Would my motive be to jab him back? And so what I decided to do, as he, right now, I had to put his little texts on spam so I wouldn't get them, because I didn't want to be offended. So I spared myself the emotional filth. So I just put him on spam. Now, I could do a whole bunch of things, but at the end of the day, it'll cost my son. I don't have that kind of, I don't have that time, and he doesn't deserve that. So I decided to do absolutely nothing. And it came specifically from who I'm led by. Because at the end of the day, my desire is that he be saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. That's my desire. Not for me. Cold part is even a little selfishly, not even for him, because I have a son that has to become a man. And so I had to evaluate where I was coming from. And so I know in that instant I was led totally by the Holy Ghost. Can anybody relate to that?
Amen, amen.
Oh, this is Cassandra. I can relate to that. In answer to your question to who's leading me, I would say in previous times it was, even though I was saved, it was Cassandra leaning toward what Cassandra wanted. But now that I've been saved for a moment, I'm like the scripture that you read about the Lord is my shepherd. I have found myself in areas and places where I said to myself, how did I get here? Why am I here? Why is this happening to me? And then it became surmountable, the importance of real, because you can hear a scripture, but until you really get it, until it really registers with you, where it's in your heart and your mind and your soul and your spirit, because it's kind of like you can go in one ear and out the other. But now I've truly learned that the Lord is my shepherd, and it's so important to realize that I am a sheep. I am a sheep, and I have a shepherd, and I need to pay attention to the shepherd, because there's wolves out there. There's all kind of things out there I know nothing about, and even the things that I think I know something about, I don't know all that I think I know. Even if I'm well studied, well read in that subject, if I don't lean toward God, I can make a mistake that I cannot come back from. So in answer to that question, who's leading me, who's leading Cassandra today is the Lord Jesus Christ. I've said it before, but I seriously, no matter what situation I am, I see God and I pray and I say, God, you know what? I don't want to make no more mistakes. I don't want to do anything wrong. So I'm praying to you, asking you to guide me. So like a shepherd, the shepherd is the one that's looking out for me, taking care of me. I just realize the importance of the God that I serve and that he loves me more than anybody loves me. So who's going to give me the most correct direction? It's going to be God, the Lord, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So he's the one that's leading me. And I have found it makes things so much easier, so much easier. I just, no matter what I'm going through, if I'm feeling rejected, I pray. I say, Lord, I feel funny in this situation. You know, my heart is heavy. And I tell him and I give it to him, and he takes care of it, just like the shepherd for the sheep.
Good morning, Sister Gail.
Good morning.
God bless you, and thank you so much for your heart share this morning. And as I was listening, I just posted a picture. Yesterday I was out on the beach, and, you know, there are tons of footprints in the sand, and it made me think about that poem when, you know, about the footprints, and God is carrying us as one set. So I think God is kind of talking along the way. I always look for signs of him wherever I'm at. And sometimes I follow my flesh, you know, and I think that's part of that whole scripture is that sometimes the sheep do stray. But because I have a good shepherd, I'm more likely to follow the staff that he leads me by, and I'm thankful for correction along the way when I do slip. And I'm thankful that he wakes me up quickly, a lot quicker than I used to come in line, realign myself with him. So for, I'm going to say 90% of the time, I'm following my good shepherd, and the 10% when I fall short, he changes my course. He sends me back to make amends. He allows me a place at the foot of the throne to make repentance. So, you know, for the most part, I know that I'm watching the trail I'm on. And I just got to reiterate, I am so thankful for the opportunity to make repentance. And when I fall short and I may be offensive, or I may say something that's out of God's character and the one that he's poured in me, he nudges me quickly to make amends. Because it was a time that I was blindly following whatever path that my feet took me on. So I'm not always 100, you know, and I'm thankful for that scripture, and I'm thankful for your share. And like I said, I look for God in all kind of ways, and that those footprints in the sand came up yesterday when I was watching where I was going so I didn't get caught up in them rocks out there, you know, and I noticed all the footprints going in every direction. And that's how life is. It goes in so many directions so quickly. Staying spiritually awake is work. That's part of my faith walk is work, to stay spiritually awake, to make sure that I don't slip into my old nature, because my old nature is so familiar that I can easily cross over that. So thank you again. Have a blessed day. I'm just glad I was able to be here to hear you this morning.
Thank you, Ms. D, and also thank you, Cassandra, for your share.
Good morning, Sister Gail.
Good morning.
This is Brother Jeff, and I can relate and identify as you do with the prayer line as being a part of the guidance that I've been receiving since I've been connected with the prayer line, as well as the bishop, you know, at my church, and you know, the pastors that he have up under him, and I want to thank Ms. D as well for what she, or the transparency she just shared, because I have to acknowledge when I fall short, and sometimes it's baffling to me that I'm not able to do my faith walk perfectly, and so I want to thank you for your share this morning, and I just want to say this prayer line is, you know, I listen intensely, you know, because I have a desire, I have a burning desire, I have a zeal, and sometimes my flame runs low, and it baffles me sometimes, you know, and I know in order, like Ms. D was saying, you have to do the work. I have to study God's word, and I've always struggled in that area of you know, picking His word up and studying and meditating on it, that I'm sure will allow that zeal and the desire that I have to you know, stay high. But I've been receiving so much from this prayer line that it is a form of guidance for me, and I'm listening to all of the teachers, the declarations intensely, you know, as well as my bishop, along with his word, and continue to cry out to God and for him to fill me and refill me with his Holy Spirit, so that I don't go astray. And I'm learning. I'm getting better at being able to hear his voice when my flesh want to go to the left. Because there was a time in my life when I was pretty much self-seeking, and I was very selfish and self-centered. And today, I'm defeating the flesh. I'm winning the battle in my mind over my flesh. And the prayer line, this prayer line, is has provided that extra boost, that extra source of power that's allowed me to be victorious in my walk today. So I just want to say that I identify with you in this prayer line, which I'm falling in love with the prayer line.
Thank you, brother. And you are an encouragement to me. When I heard your declaration on a marriage call one night when I listened, you become really more eloquently, you know, you speak eloquently now, and you are a blessing to me, because I see that you are definitely aiming to please God. So I really thank you for that, and you inspire me. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes.
This is Tammy. I'm calling to just say that I heard your question, and initially I was going to answer when it was real silent. But for me, I know that I'm leading me right now. That's just my truth. And I am learning to get back. I've gotten back on the prayer call. I've gotten back in the church. I've gotten back into using my tools and using my support system so that I don't let my flesh lead me into places that I don't want to be. I know that I'm destined to be great. It's just sometimes I just veer off course. And so from listening to Sister Cassandra and Brother Jeff and Dion, and just you have to stay in the Word. So for me, I am relearning to put my flesh aside and to stick with God. I've been in church all my life, so there's some things that I just think that I know, and I just go with them. And I don't always follow what I know I should be doing. So to be perfectly honest, you know, this prayer call this morning, I'm just sitting here just crying because it's just been wonderful. I've been back on for a while now, and I'm just grateful that it's still here. I was here when it started, and I missed a lot, just going off following my own way and thinking I could do it my way, and my way don't work. And so at 43 years old, I finally got it. My way don't work. God wants me to do something else. And so it's time for me to sit and be quiet and learn what that something else is. So I thank you for your share this morning, especially Psalm 23, hearing it. I heard it last week from Ms. D, and she broke it down, and you broke it down as well this week, and my pastor has broken it down. It's just each time that I hear it, I hear something different, and I can learn, and I actually learn and grow from it. So I would like to say thank you for your share again, and thank you for allowing me to share this morning.
God bless you. You're welcome. When I did this, I had done it before the other people had done theirs. I was nervous about it, and it was a confirmation. Renee started out with verse 1, and it just kept coming up and coming up. And I feel that was confirmation. And I was, at the same time, I wasn't sure that I should do it, but I did it. Even last night, I came up with another declaration, something that really came into my spirit, but I had to do this anyway. So thank you that it was received well. Does anyone else want to answer that question, or I can pose another one? If anyone else wants to answer that, they can.
This is Millette. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say, kind of echo what everybody else was saying, is that there are times in my Christian walk, I know my flesh is trying to take over, because the bottom line is my flesh wants to be satisfied. And so I just want to say that there are times when my flesh takes over, but I know I go by the leading of the Lord when I know that it's Millette leading me to do something or to say something. I just had a situation where I have someone staying here in my home, and it had gotten so out of control, and I can feel myself being bitter and angry. And so the things that I knew that God wouldn't be pleased, and I knew God wouldn't be pleased, I found myself thinking about those things and pondering those things. And Psalms 23 is my go-to scripture that I always go to every time I have chatter in my head that's telling me to do something that I know God would not be pleased with. So I die daily. The Bible tells us that we die daily. So I die daily to the flesh and doing what I want to do, trying to follow what God is calling me to do. And I just thank you for your declaration. It really has just let me know that I'm heading in the right direction. And recently I asked for a prayer just to give the correct, to respond correctly, and that God would order my steps. And so I know that I feel closer. Being on this call has made me feel closer to the Lord, and knowing what I need to do that he'll be pleased with, and not trying to please people. So I just, again, thank you for your declaration.
Thank you. Praise God. Would anyone else like to answer the question? Or I have another one, if not.
Gail.
Gail.
Pretty Patrice, I mean.
Hi, Pretty
Right.
Good morning.
Wait two seconds, Pretty Patrice.
Okay.
Wait. It was somebody else that said something. Let's just get an order real quick. Pretty Patrice, and then who else was that?
It was Barbara.
Okay, so Pretty Patrice and Barbara. Go ahead, babe.
Okay. I'm led by the Holy Spirit, and I'm led by even when I don't want to be, even when I want to act out, my spirit won't allow me to be ugly, just like the situation at work. I was really hurt by it. I was angry. But in my hurt and in my anger, I was still silent. I wouldn't say anything. And that's only by the grace of God that I've come this far, because I used to be quick-tongued and mean and angry. And the 23rd Psalm is the scripture that God gave to me. So the fact that it's been on the call all this time, so recent, is just confirmation in what God is giving me in my spirit, and what me and Catherine and I forget who the other young lady was talked about. But when I got on the line, when my husband kept asking me to get on the line, and I kept saying, no, I don't want to. When I did get on, it felt so comfortable, like this is where I'm supposed to be. And I know that it's just God, and it's just confirmation. So I thank everyone, and I thank you, Gail, for stepping out today.
You're welcome. And as you can see, when your name became Pretty Patrice, your ways became Pretty Patrice, too. You say your ugly ways left, and they became pretty ways. So it's all in the name, like we've been talking about.
Thank
the attitude and the confidence came with the Pretty Patrice. So,
amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can confidently say now I am led by the Holy Spirit. But I have to agree with Millette. There are times when it is a serious struggle when the flesh wants to do something, and I know that I shouldn't. But this line and staying in the Word helps keep me accountable to do what I know I need to do. When I just thank God today, I can say I'm led by the Holy Spirit. Because there's times when I've done things, I know the Holy Spirit won't tell me to do it. But the flesh made me do it. But now, because I'm in the Word and because I'm on this line, oh, thank you, Jesus, and I'm in small group and I'm going to church faithfully, and you have to stay in the Word. I love the 23rd Psalm. But my favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Because for me, I have to really, really trust God. You know, when the flesh is trying to make me do something, I got to trust that God has something better for me. And that's a real struggle, because remember, you know, when we saved, we still got that old man sitting over there trying to get in. And whichever one you feed, that's the one that's going to be in control. Thank you, Gail. I really appreciate your declaration this morning, and God bless you guys.
You're welcome. God bless you. I think it was Tanya who said that after we put those prayers out the other day, that the adversary was going to come at us hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in a dark place, real dark place on Valentine's Day. And I'm like, what is going on? I started thinking about the fact that I got married 30 years ago on Valentine's Day. And I mean, everything just hit me. And it just dawned on me now what you said. It's because I was getting ready to do this declaration. that all of that just hit me like that and other things. But I prayed and I said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be obedient because I know not to be obedient would have been the worst thing. So that was not an option. But I had to really struggle through to get to that point. So, but that's the reason why I started my declaration with other declarations, the titles of them, because the declarations, the prior declarations, are what helped me to get to the point that I am now, mm-hmm. that I had the desire to do a declaration as well. So God bless all of you who get on this line every day and do it, because it is definitely time-consuming, and it takes a lot of thought and a lot of prayer to do this. And I bless you all for doing it every day.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's your sister, Dee Dee, from California. I love you, my Chicago girl. I thank you for that. I want to say that the Lord is my shepherd. But I Psalms 23, my God, my God, my God. So, 95, when I almost died, that was scripture that, as I was in ICU, and I'm only remembering this now, listening to your declaration, the surgeon that God used to do some corrective procedure that actually kept me here, said that when I was out, like when I was, I guess, in so much pain, he said, babe, because he called me a babe because I was 27, he said, I have seen so many patients in your situation that lost their minds, literally. He said, through all the stuff that happened to you, because to this day I don't remember. He said, you were calling on the Lord, and you were saying, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. He said, you never said a profound word in all the pain that you were in. So that's always been my peace. It's just the peace, never leave me nor, you said you never leave me nor forsake me. So I thank you for that, and you are so right. These declarations are heart shares, and it is time consuming. And the enemy does, he's a hater, and every Friday is always something that's trying to either take me off or get my spirit low or, you know, fighting illnesses in my body or whatever. So it is, the devil turns up, but God is greater than that. So I thank you. I love you. You just encourage me. Today, God does everything well, because I'm telling you, I'm trying to fight this thing, y'all. You know what I'm saying? To keep my spirits up, because I'm not worried, if that makes any sense. I know something is going on in my body, but God, give it to the Lord. And I thank you, because every time someone's declaration, every day, like Brother Jess said the other day, they're back to back. And they're covering us. So I just want to say I thank you. And all the way from Chicago, for real. Girl, you are bad, and I thank you. This call is doper. Yeah, I did say it. Tiana, I thank you. I love you. Tammy, we just some deep folks on here, and I just love you guys, and continue to pray for me. I am off today. Ha-ha, LaVille. So love you, and thank you, sister. That blessed me.
Thank you. I love you, too. And your Facebook folks are so inspirational as well. And God is bigger than all of us on here. That's why we're all on here together. He knows exactly where we need to be. So God bless you as well. Would anyone else like to speak?
I will. First of all, praise report. My cousin that I asked you guys to pray for the other day, Ron Jay, is back home. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's back
Booty
home.
Who,
I'm on
well.
Yes, Lord, because Lord knows that was wrecking my aunt and uncle's nerves, because that's their grandson. The other thing I want to share is Tim can't speak, but he wanted to say, and I quote, I feel that the Holy Spirit never fails to speak to our conscience. Every time the flesh speaks to us, our conscience/Holy Spirit also speaks. We choose to turn the volume down and try to act like we don't hear him. That was all. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Timmy.
Hey, Gail, this is Tanya. I wanted you to know that the Lord absolutely is my shepherd, like 90% of the time, like Miss D. I'm striving
to increase that. I realize I'm human, and like Barbara and Willette and so many others, so many others, you know, we have to die daily to, not that we kill ourselves or commit suicide, that's not what we mean, but we have to, when we feel ourselves, which is what we refer to as the flesh, we make a conscious decision. We can make the conscious decision and be led by the Spirit not to fall victim of what self wants to do. And I believe that Dion gave a very, very good analogy of what that could have been volatile, what she would have participated in. Just dialogue of texting going back and forth that could have gotten heated and caused unnecessary discomfort for her son and for her, and just the whole nine. So making a conscious decision to, we don't have to react all the time right away. Sometimes we need to take a moment, or many times we need to take a moment and think about what we're getting ready to do first and allow ourselves not to operate on emotion or what we perceive to be a truth. So I thank God for his word. I thank God for you stepping out today. And I was just ecstatic to hear you, and to hear you go forward in spite of what that emotion you may have felt. You did it anyway. And I love Joyce Myers, who had this message one day that I heard, and she just said, "Do it afraid." And I took that as a mantra, to just do it afraid, because so many people do things they're afraid. You may not know, but they're afraid, and they do it anyway. And the more we do it, the more we're able to overcome the fear of doing that particular thing, and we see very often it's not as bad as we thought. So thank you for being brave enough to share with us today. God bless you.
You're welcome, and God bless
you. Gail, this is Ravonda.
Hi, Ravonda.
Good morning, and Georgia this morning.
Thank you.
I'm a 90%er, too. At least I like to think I am anyway. My numbers is getting better. You know, when I look back over my life and some of the accounts, I often tell people I was married 2.5 times, and God told me to marry each and every one of them. And I'm grateful today for the declaration, because it reminds us that, you know what, you know, being led by Christ, it is a wonderful love story that most of us don't have time to tell. Because
Ravonda, you muffled.
Am I muffled? Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. I don't want to be muffled. Let me get
there
right here.
You're fine now.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. It's a love story that we don't have, we wouldn't have time to tell. And, you know, when we think about the marriage that we have with Christ and how he loves us so much, that he takes the good with the bad, and that sometimes where we're not always wanting to do is take the good with the bad. But today I thank God for my life being hid in him, because even when I don't want, times when I don't want to be led and I want to make a decision that may not honor him, he doesn't turn away from me. And so I realize how sheepish I can be. And it keeps me in a place of humility, and it humbles me every day when I have the ability to make a decision to allow God's voice to ring louder than, like my sister said, the chatter in my head, because I have a lot of chatter, and every day I have to wake up and remember to turn the volume down. So I thank you for your declaration today and your courage.
You're welcome. Thank you for your share. I have another question. When we see others following the wrong shepherd and going in the wrong direction, do we redirect them? Are we our brothers and our sisters' keepers? For instance, do we say we are all grown, make our own mistakes? So Bye-bye, Bonquisha. Do we try to encourage and assist that person? Do you want to have any thought on that?
That's a really good question, Sister Gail, and this is Ms. D. You know, I have some family members that have not committed their lives to follow Christ, and last week I was talking to one of them, and I said something, and after I got off the phone, I was thinking, oh, they ain't going to never get it, da-da-da-da-da, and then God just kind of stopped me in my tracks. He said, it's not up to you. And how can a person know that they're in the dark unless the light keep coming to them? You know, so I had to take a step back from what I thought as he corrected me. Because, see, about following the footprints also leads to correction in Christ with that first question, so it kind of ties in. So I made a repentance. I repented because I was looking at what I thought that the person knew, but he reminded me, how can they know they're in the dark unless the light keeps showing up? So it's not me who brings forth the increase. I either plant or water, and I think somebody talked about that last week or so, the two positions we take, planting or watering. So I continue to show up, and I'm showing up in a different way today because God reminded me, It's not by my might or power that's going to save them, but I can continue to be the light that they will one day see that they are in the darkness and they too can commit their life to Christ. Like somebody kept showing up for me when I was in that dark place. Thanks. This was just yesterday. I was talking about this one too. So I think my God is really speaking loudly to me this morning. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah.
Honey, before somebody else says something, you better go, Gail. Go on, girl. I'm sorry, mute again.
Thank you. That reminds me, I just lost my thought. Wow. Oh, that reminds me, being on this victory call, I was thinking as I was doing the declaration that God not only leads us, but he puts us in a position among other sheep. You know, we're weak. We're following him. But sometimes when we just can't go on anymore, he will put us in front of another sheep on both sides that can just nudge us along and keep us going. Just we might be getting ready to pass out, but as you all say, you all hold up each other's arms. We just hold each other up. Because sometimes when we get on this line in the morning, our hearts are heavy, and God speaks through you all. He uses everyone as a vessel to help each other. And I thank God for that.
Good stuff. Anyone else? Real quick, I don't know why we love to lie and say real quick. We just keep lying on prayer call. So I wanna help somebody because in real life, like I had this ridiculous conversation via text, I think, started on Friday and literally went on and probably would be persistent had I not put the text on mute. But how do you know when you are being led by your flesh? So this may help somebody identify when they're being led by something other than the Holy Spirit, because it's really easy to do, remembering that our lives are full of distractions, that the enemy sends little things to detour you and to derail you. Now, on the heels of my favorite testimony, I could have been reactive, and not that we cancel out our blessings, but we can prolong them with bad behavior. And so for me, and especially because I could have won financially if I did what Dion wanted to do. But you'll hear Denise say all the time, don't be led by what you see, only be led by the Word of God. And so I had to start asking myself questions. Who provides for me? God provides for me. Have I made provision and been reactive? It would have been me intervening in God being my provider. So we never want to, with our actions, contradict what the Word of God already says for our lives. And so I could have circumvented the process by being mean, going to the state, and probably rightfully so. But I think I want to give God an opportunity to be God. So I figured I'd just leave it. And so ask yourself some questions. What will it accomplish? Who will it impact? What would you gain by reacting as opposed to a response? And again, we always talk about silence not being a solution. But in some instances, your silence can be bliss because it will buy you an opportunity for things to calm down. Because we'll have another conversation in a different space because I'm in a different space. And when you Holy Spirit led, even when the adversary comes, you put yourself in an authoritative place. And so I just want to challenge everyone, when you are in a situation where you know it can turn to the left real quick, examine your motives, ask yourself what will the end result will be, who will it impact, and if you make this decision, what could be the negative outsource. So what it causes us to do is self-check. Ms. D says it all the time. I'll start with me first. I have to self-check because because of what was said, and it was mean, ridiculous stuff, but then I have to ask myself some questions. Well, who was your accuser? I have to look at who I was dealing with. I have to think about the space that I'm in and how I enjoy the positive space and what it will take for me to maintain that. And so it helps you to redirect your thoughts and reposition yourself. So I repositioned myself. And guess what, y'all? You talk about feel good. It feels the best when you have self-control and you know that that's what you exhibited.
So you know what? That's awesome, Dion, because it moves us in. It moves us out of being reactive to responsive. Because most mm-hmm. people, when they're in the heat of a moment, especially not being under, not submitting themselves under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, you know, most people will find themselves being reactive. Some heat comes, and they do the first thing that comes to mind. But enjoying the comfort, maintaining, like you said, the space that we're in, where we know it pleases God, will move us into a place where we are responsive, and it will cause you to ask yourself these questions, you know. And one of my questions is, what I'm doing, you know, can I do this in front of God and be okay? Will He be okay with this? You know, it hasn't always been my question, but it's more my question now because I enjoy the space of doing what pleases God more and more every day. Is it easy? No, it's not. But it has to be a discipline in our lives that we want to become more responsive. That means that, you know what, I can give you a response that will better keep me in the space that I need to be in and lead you to a place where you need to go. And when we show up with water for the fire, I got a pail of water for the fire, and it's heavy, you know, because a lot of times the fuel for the fire is real easy. We always have that, you know, we can put some stuff in the fire. We can throw it real easy, but when you bring a pail of water, you're grounded, you know, and we're grounded in what we believe works and what we know works, and we're persuaded. So we have to, as believers, to the fire, bring a bucket of water. It's heavy, but it works.
Rhonda, that makes me think, you know, sometimes we blow up with the person. If we bring gasoline to the fire, gasoline is not just going to blow up on that person. It's going to blow both of us up. So mm-hmm. if you just think of it that way and say, Lord, I'm going to turn this one over to you, then mm-hmm. it'll be resolved with you know, at least we stay intact, and hopefully the other person will too.
Right, because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, we really don't want to leave any situation volatile, where you know we couldn't do what at least our Father expects us to do, and to be peacemakers, you know, and taking a leadership role sometimes doesn't mean being out front. It doesn't mean being right. Sometimes you have to give up your right to be right. Sometimes you have to do that.
You just said it, Ramonda. That right there mm-hmm. is key. Sometimes that's a big deal. Because as right as I am, and like zero question about it, I don't even care about right or wrong. That's good stuff.
Hi, this is W. Yvonne. And I'd like to say that for me, I always try to take a pause moment, and I always ask myself, what would Jesus do? And last night, there was like an emergency call that came to me, and I could have reacted in my emotions. But I sat there for a few seconds, and I said, Lord Jesus, I don't know what to do. And the Lord said, pray. And so I told the person on the other line, I said, let's pray. And we said a powerful prayer, and the Lord took care of it. So for me, in my life, like Dion says, it's so powerful because even though we know we could be right, the Lord has told me many a times, Deborah, I know you're right, but right now is not the right time to say it. I'll give you the right time to say it. And it has saved me over and over again, and it makes my walk with the Lord so peaceful. So for each and every one of us on this line, if you guys can find that balance, my goodness, it is so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Sister Cassandra, I wanted to say, to answer to one of Deanne's questions, and she said, how do you know when God is leading? The only way that you can know God is leading is to really get into his word and study his word. And you really sometimes have to know like a lot of scripture. But if you just get like your favorite scriptures and study those scriptures and break those scriptures down, then if it's going against God's word, then you know he's not leading you in that direction. And one of the things I would suggest is to study the book of Proverbs 1 through 31. And those are the wisdom scriptures. Those are the scriptures that most times can deal with any issue that you're going through with life, whether it's anger or whether it's dealing with a difficult person or trying to make a decision, a right or wrong decision. If you read Proverbs and study Proverbs, it's 31 Proverbs. If you just read one Proverbs a day, you'll find there's so much wisdom in those scriptures. And then in the reference to reading the scriptures to be able to discern whether you're being led by God or not being led by God, one of the things I had heard before that I wanted to share was that in reference to, just an example, counterfeit money, when someone who's in the business of like in the treasury of dealing with how to determine if a bill is counterfeit or not counterfeit, they don't study the different types of counterfeit bills. They study like the real bill, the $20 bill, the $100 bill, the $5 bill, whatever that bill is. So once you know every part of that bill, how the paper feels, how the threading feels, how the word looks, so when that, which is the false one, you can tell the difference. And so it's the same thing with the leading of God. Once you get into scripture and read scripture and study scripture, then when something comes up against you, it'll automatically be able to say, oh, you know what? That's not God. God's not leading me that way. That's not even God's word. So that's my share right there.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff right there.
That's a good analogy.
Lisa, I just wanted to share. Yes, excellent, Cassandra. Sorry. Thank you, Gail. Thank you for, like someone already mentioned, your courage and your willingness to just, you know, step out and to answer the call that Dion keeps throwing out to so many of us on the call, and some of us are just afraid. And I think Tanya referenced Joyce Meyer, doing it afraid, just doing it so that we can fulfill the call that we have on our lives, absolutely. And what better place than to do it where people love you and they want to see you succeed, and we know God has great gifts for us. I wanted to answer the question with a scripture as well, as far as Galatians 5. How do you know you're being led by the Spirit? What are the fruits, or what is the fruit of the Spirit? Galatians 5:22. Listen to this. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. How do we know when we're not being led by the Spirit? When we check our motives, we look at our hearts, and we don't line up with those fruits listed as one fruit right there. Anytime we're not walking in love, anytime we're keeping record of wrong, anytime we have jealousy or envy or backbiting or any thought that might be contrary to how God would think, anything that's against God's word is absolutely the time we're not being led by the Spirit. Sometimes we just don't know, but thank God He said the Holy Spirit's been given to us to lead us and guide us into all truth. And yet we don't judge people, but we can be fruit inspectors. The tree will be known by the fruit that they bear. So what are we giving out? What are we putting out there? What kind of seeds have been sown into our lives? And then what are we reproducing? So how do I know? To the best of my ability, just walking it out, showing up, getting on the prayer call, contributing, listening when it's time to listen, sharing, opening my mouth when God says to do so, and if I missed him, then going and getting it right. Not in perfection, because we're not. We're not. But the thing that we know is that God is yet faithful. He is so faithful. And he said we got to first have a willing mind. And we do that when we show up every day. So thank you, Gail. And LaTanya, it was so good to hear your voice this morning.
Yes, it was.
Amen, amen.
You are very welcome. And God bless you as you bless me every day with your word. It's amazing to me. I was prophesied to about a year and a half, about a year ago, that I would speak before groups of people and share my testimonies and different things. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what she's talking about. And I was speaking to Dion the other day, and I said, this is the platform that she was talking about. You know, I'm thinking I'll be on a big stage in front of people, and I can look out and see everybody, but this is the platform that she is speaking of. And I thank God for the platform that I have. You all are such a blessing. I can't say it more than I do, because I say it almost every week at least. But God put us together for a reason. And if we're obedient, we can be transformed, because I know I have been on this line. And God just bless us to continue to do that for each other. And hopefully we'll become international and have a TV show and a jet that we talked about and all of that, so we can go from city to city and state to state and country to country.
Yes, honey, you better say that. Say that. Hallelujah. Yeah.
We love you, Sister Gail. You did a great job. Great job.
Well, we're going to need Sharon to buy us a jet, because she said she was going to be a millionaire. I don't know if she's still on the line. I know I'm going to be one. I already have one.
Amen, amen.
Didi's got money coming out of her ears. You know, the car. Listen here, the cars and the houses that people talk about they need because of our nonprofit. Listen to me. I'm prophesying. Y'all better take note. I ain't playing.
I'm grabbing it.
The nonprofit organization that we set up, that we will be able to donate our millions, our hundreds of thousands, or for the people who only still got $5, $10, $20, I got five on their face. You know, the money, all of it comes together, and we'll be able to do some of these things. We'll be able to help somebody save their home. We'll be able to, we'll be able to be a blessing to individuals. We'll be able to be a blessing to churches, ministries that are starting up. We'll be able to be a blessing to some pastors. Your pastor has been doing an amazing job, and he wants to go on a cruise, or he's never been outside of the country. We'll be able to do that. Now, we'll have policies and procedures in place that actually help us to be, because we got all kind of people. We got people from Real Richmond that will know your game, can spot your game coming from a mile along. So ain't nobody going to be taking advantage of us, because we ain't going to be no ATM. But at the same token, we're going to be led by the Spirit of God. Why is it that you think we have this? It's like an incubator. All of this just got dropped into me just right now. It's like an incubator where you all we're being groomed, we're being primed. There are people on the sidelines that's just sitting back waiting watching to see y'all. I know they this ain't all. But we're not worried about them. We are only focused on the individuals that are getting it. It's like Tammy said, you know, she realizes that she's been leading herself. Well, you know what? You cannot correct a situation until you realize there's a situation to correct. If you're walking around with blinders on thinking that you live in 100 when you at like 49 and you got some areas to grow in, you don't even realize it until somebody, like Ms. D said, something light shows up and gently encourages you to live beyond your current means. If we remain closed-minded and we remain stuck, we'll never be all that God wants us to be. Don't you know God needs some people that love him genuinely so that when they're able to be good stewards over the resources that they have right now,
yeah,
right, so that when he blesses you, when the window of heaven opens up and he pours you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to receive, I mean, it's stuck down, it's pressed down, shaken together, and it's running over like the oil of joy. All of this is not, like, I can see things coming together, people from all faiths and walks of life not caught up in being judgmental and religious and telling us what we can't do and what we can do. We're going to go to hell if we don't do it this way. We are led by the Spirit of God, and our number and the numbers were added to the church daily. Mm-hmm. Even though we are not a church, we represent the church. Do you understand how powerful this is? Can any of you see that besides me?
We're blessed.
I know
you
can.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
We're blessed.
My God.
With your blessing. Yes.
Yes,
and he chose you. He chose
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
That you.
Yes.
He chose you, honey.
Yes.
He chose
yes.
you. With your yes. co-op, raggedy, broken self, he
yes.
chose me.
Yes.
He chose
Hallelujah.
You.
Lord.
You know
yes.
what a blessing that is?
Yes.
Yes.
When the world said,
my
God, said that we were nothing. When the world threw us away, or when the world cast us aside, He yet chose us.
Even when some good-minded, some well-meaning church folks threw us away, and it messed us up, and we got our footing, and now we realize they didn't know. We don't blame them. We make a choice not to be offended, right? We make a choice because people are people. That are people. Saved or not, we just make a choice to love them anyway and keep on pushing.
Amen.
And you know what we got to thank? And we have to thank God for social media. You know, even though, you know, we know it has its ills, it's really amoral. You know, it's really preppy to who is using it. And even when we use our social media, with this prayer line, we touch so many people's lives that we can't get on the plane and go where they are.
That's
you
right.
know, but in a millisecond, we can talk to one another and we can connect with one another and encourage one another just on this. So you know God is all in it. So, that you know, we have to be careful even when we talk against it. Some people are going to misuse it, but guess what? God has afforded us a choice. That when we use social media, we can plant seeds that we couldn't plant seeds maybe 20 years ago. So we're blessed by this.
And Rabbi, if all the good people get off, what are you left with? That's when evil triumphs, when good people do nothing.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You better shut up, Lisa Porter.
I think that
that's good stuff.
But you know what I mean? Open your mouth wider, honey.
Right.
When we say shut up, it's an oxymoron.
No,
when we say shut up, we mean open up wider.
I got that. I was just giving Dr. King his credit for his quote. I think that was him. That's what I said. I think that was him. One of them. Somebody.
And then I have to say this on the heels of Tanya prophesying. I want for us, 50-some-odd folks that are still on this call at 8:16, 8:17, only the folks that are supposed to be here are here. I want us to be very careful and pay very close attention. You got to know when you have great purpose, greater are the offenses, and greater are the devices of the enemy to hoodwink you into thinking that this ain't what you're supposed to do. I want you to be very, very mindful of the fact that at the end of the day,
When you have purpose, honey, the enemy don't come at you with little stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He don't come at you with menial stuff. He will make you feel like you are pissed off so that you don't get to where you're supposed to be. The word says, guard your heart with all of your diligence, honey, for out of it are the issues of life. And for us here on the line, because for real, we all know it's way bigger than me, it's way bigger than you. Honey, if you get mad, say, listen, I'm mad. Help. Real talk.
Right.
Because there is use for every single one, even the quiet folks. There is use for you. God has a plan for you. God has some things he wants to do, and all those things that Tanya just said, honey, the nonprofit will be in full effect within a matter of, I'll say, 45 days. I'll put a time on it.
Hallelujah.
And folks will be blessed because it's there and it's available. We will become a source to become a resource.
Amen.
That, at the end of the day, because we could pray all day, but if we're not doing nothing, which is why I even said something about Make It Happen Monday, we are the ones that are to impact those that onlook. It's our responsibility. And there are some things that have to be done in order to do that. If you got to be in the game to play, if you in the stands, surely we can't expect you to pitch. And so I just want everybody, and this is not my emotion, this is real life stuff. There are some super special folks on this line, for real, like very important to kingdom building. And I need you to know that the enemy is not going to take it sitting down. No different than me and my baby daddy could have got into it. I don't have that kind of time, though. I don't have that kind of time. It's people's lives who are depending on me having my head in the game. I don't have time to be offended by stupid stuff. Not right now.
Right.
I got stuff to do. And so I just want you to be aware, this is not a game. This is not a game. The distractions that you'll deal with because you're headed to purpose, they're not going to be no little bitty shake a stick at it. And if you feel like you're getting thrown off, honey, you better say, I feel thrown off. To somebody that you know will encourage you from a genuine, authentic place. That's all this is. I am so proud of Cassandra, and I don't know if y'all notice, and you'll hear this from time to time. Cassandra is finding her sound. She knows a lot of stuff. She's been on the line forever and just started really talking, but she's getting ready for ministry, y'all. Pay attention.
Yeah.
When you start hearing people talk more than you're accustomed to them talking, start to watch their life, because all it does, Cassandra, is make you accountable. Mm-hmm. I was having a conversation with a really good friend of mine the other day, and he said, "Ooh, Dion, I'm scared to do anything because that's a long way to fall." When you start opening up your mouth, guess what you do for yourself? You make yourself accountable. You open yourself to be subject to somebody to tell you the truth. That would be me. Or whoever else God has, because I'm a show tell it. You, what are you doing? You way down the street, ain't you? Come on back down over here. It's folks that say, "Ooh, you a pest." Whatever. I see in you what maybe you don't see in yourself. Yes. But I guarantee you, if I see it, it's in there. It's like Prego. And so I just want y'all to be watchful, be mindful, and know that God loves you more than I ever could. He loves you immensely, and he has stuff for you to do. But it's some Egyptian stuff in us, y'all, straight up.
We ain't going back.
That have to get out. It's some molds and attitudes. It's some mindsets and preconceived notions about self that don't have nothing to do with kingdom building. I know I got them. Because Dion would have said, "Check this out, man." That's what Dion would have started with that sentence. I don't know who you think you're talking to, but you know what? For the kingdom, guess what I've learned how to do? Honey, shut up.
So
just
fine,
forget
quiet.
It. Shut up. Honey, have a seat. Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
You know, I just want to respond in that, you know, a couple of days ago, I talked about this, and I have been coming out of myself because myself, we talked about that buzzing in your head. I got voices up in there that may say anything. But a few days ago, we were in prayer, and I said something in prayer about being tested by the fire. I left out of my house, and immediately it was on. I thank God for my allies who I can call on, who I can be really honest and transparent with to say, you know what, I'm in a bad space right now, and I need somebody to talk to. And they help to guide me back on, and that's because I've connected with other men and women on this call. You know, and then when things come up, it's turned around where we're immediately calling one another off on the side, making amends. It is actually the same thing you said. I feel the move of God, and I know when we had our last conversation and I said I was coming out, it's hard to stay in the light. It ain't easy because, see, I want to pull back in because I get a little nervous. But like, every time I get ready to pull back, I say, okay, God, thank you for the challenge. It's going to be all right. I can ask for help. I don't have to do it by myself. Thank you for getting me to this place. You know, and God is so good like that for walking me through these years because this has been a long time coming. Glory to God. It's right on time. It's right here where I'm at today. Thank you for that sharing that this morning because I sensed that. When we got on this call, we began to talk about the holy people that God was raising up. And as we have been on this call, the transformation that have taken place in the last 13 months, it's just been amazing. For me personally, amazing.
That's good stuff, Miss
D. I have a question about the declaration that we have.
We can't hardly hear you, Cassandra. Speak up, babe.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, that's better.
Okay. I have a question. I'm trying to locate a declaration that we had. I think, I'm not sure if it was Rhonda or if it was Miss D, but it was talking about addictions. I think it was Rhonda, but I think she said
it was Miss D.
Miss D. It was an underlying, it was a representative of an underlying issue. Like if there was a problem, then it was actually replacing.
It's actually the symptom. That might have been Rhonda. I'm not positive. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rhonda, if you could put on the page what day that was, I want to go back and listen to that one.
We have to determine which one it was because they would be in two different places. I'll have to find it for you, Cassandra, but I can.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just let Dion know what the specifics were, because normally in addiction, Ms. D really addresses it way better than me. I just kind of tell you about what happens because I was addicted.
Okay.
So you got to give us a little more specifics because there's a lot of stuff, a lot of declarations
part,
that kind of spoke to addiction.
Stated, that one part where they had stated that it was an underlying symptom of something else. Like even though like you may be addicted to a particular drug or eating or whatever, what it is representative of something else that's going on inside. And I meant to mark it to save it, but I forgot.
Was that the one where she asked us to list out things on both sides of the paper?
I think so.
Oh, that was LaTanya.
Oh,
it was either Miss D or LaTanya. Might have been LaTanya.
Cassandra was on when LaTanya was giving declarations. Were you, Cassandra?
I don't remember. I think it was Rhonda, Miss D. I'm leaning more to Rhonda.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. I'll listen. I know when I know the difference in the days, so I can listen to the beginnings and find out.
Can I say something? I have something. I wrote something in November 9th, 2008 at 7 a.m. This was when I was writing on the bar. It says, my flesh is saying, go stress someone. My soul is saying, go bless someone. My flesh is saying, go steal. My soul is saying, peace be still. My flesh is saying, kill. My soul is saying, ask God to heal. My flesh is weakening. My soul is strong. No longer will this war go on. Thank you for listening.
Oh, that was nice. Amen.
Who is that?
That was me, Mary.
Oh, thank you.
Me, Mary. And just a quick reminder, because it's almost 8:30, of Marriage Matters on tonight. Unless somebody else has something.
I have a couple of closing words if no one else says anything.
Okay, go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. I pray that we will not be led by the following shepherds. Shepherd, misery loves company. Shepherd, blind leading the blind. Shepherd, bye-bye, Bomquisha. You're on your own. See ya. Don't want to be ya. Shepherd, it was good while it lasted. You're used up now, and I will dispose of you. Shepherd, bully, I exploited your weakness. Shepherd, weakling, please help me. I will milk every unfortunate situation. Please feel sorry for me till eternity or until you get tired, because I won't. Shepherd, I understand your pain because I caused it. Shepherd, creature of habit, can't teach an old dog new tricks, mentality. Won't God will? He can teach old dogs new tricks. Help us, Lord. Peace and loads of love.
Amen. 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 Once again, Amen. Awesome, awesome job, Gail. I pray that somebody was blessed. And I also am super excited just about the future. Again, if somebody has a if somebody has a heart share, there's something in you. There are so many different platforms and venues for you to be able to share. If you are more comfortable with an evening share, or if you have a mind even to lead out in prayer and you never have, please let me know. This is a perfect place, an open space to do so. There are no big eyes, little U's. Everyone was created to be used by God. So I just want to encourage someone to be open to being used so that God can do just that. His desire is for us to worship him in spirit and in truth, that he's put things inside of you that the world needs to hear. You need to know, Gail, we don't know how many people, y'all don't know, I get notifications anytime somebody call in. Sometimes folks are calling the primary line to hear the playback. And so what I do is send them a text of the playback number. So a lot of times your stuff is being shared. There are area codes I've never seen before, and I just text them the link. So you need to know that people are listening to you, and people, there are some folks that are assigned specifically to you. You've got to be open to it. You know, so if you have a desire to share, if God has given you something to share, please let me know. It's cool. It's good. It's good. And if you're afraid, do it afraid. I think do it afraid. It'll stretch you, I promise. So that'll pretty much do it for us on this beautiful Make It Happen Monday morning. I pray that you go somewhere and make it happen for someone on today. Somebody needs to know that they're important, and you may be the only person to tell them. And I'd encourage you, if you can and you will, if you take pictures, share it on social media. It will encourage somebody else to be a blessing to people. And to let folks know that we ain't just praying. We live a life that sets an example for those around us to encourage and inspire them to live intentionally for our awesome God. Amen?
Amen.
So with that said, I pray that you go and grow in love. We'll meet you back here for the Marriage Matters call for those that are desiring to be married. Again, it's how the household should be led. So I pray that, listen in for the single folks, the married folks. Excited to hear Brother Jeff. Woo-hoo. Super excited.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes,
thank
Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, I love y'all. Have a great day.
Love you.
Too.
Bye.
Peace and love. Peace and love, Bob. Appreciate
your voice.
Bye, honey bun.
God bless.